You know, Robert Costa, a lot of conservatives have argued for years that we should have competing currencies, okay? That the money the Fed prints is not reliable. So here's this Bitcoin as a competing currency. Do you think it has a shelf life?
I really think it does, Larry. And it's not just about conservatives versus liberals. A lot of people in their 20s, they really like this Bitcoin. It's taking on a lot of support because people find you don't have to deal with banks. It's online currency. And so I think the younger generation is really going to start to click with this more.
Okay, so I think, Jared, for this to work, Bitcoins should be linked to gold. That would give them value and permanency, and that would give them legal tender. The states can give it legal tender. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty antithetical to what Robert was just talking about. I'll bet you if you talk to a Bitcoin advocate, they would really be unhappy with that.
No, but it might stabilize it. You've got to have a...
That's actually my problem with there's a lot to be said for Bitcoins, and Robert, I totally agree with his assessment, but I think one of the problems is stability, and we've recently saw that. Huge bubble in the Bitcoin market and now a crash. And that happened all the time with gold. I mean, we were just talking about gold, and we're not talking about 4% like we just saw today. We're talking about, you know, real volatile swings in prices and GDP, because you can't really link your currency, I think, to such a fixed commodity when you need the flexibility.
We did